Real Money Radio is brought to you today by Holland Financial. Since 1997, David Holland and his team have helped hundreds of investors plan their financial futures. Planning doesn't have to be hard, complicated, or stressful. Come see how simple and clear your future can be when you plan stronger. The consultation is free. Call 671-PLAN or visit us online at planstronger.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So I've got a twist for you, and I know you love my twisting and shouting. With due respects to Chubby Checker, I want to talk about another subject that has been in the news, and I'm going to put an interesting twist on it, and I've brought in a hired gun, an expert on the subject. All this talk in the news, and it's going to be ongoing, and it's about accountability. Accountability for our government, accountability that we've seen, really, we've seen failures of that accountability in specific situations that have been an embarrassment for our country and that have cost the taxpayers millions and billions of dollars. And there are examples of that, which we're going to get into. So all of this relates to your pocketbook, because when we see waste, well, guess what? Ultimately, at the end of the day, you, the taxpayer, are going to foot the bill. It may not be today. Maybe it's your grandchildren, but somebody will. So to tackle this subject of accountability, we brought in an expert. His name is Greg Buston, and he is founder of Buston & Company, leadership development and strategic planning consultant. The website, Buston, BUSTIN.com. And he's written a book, Accountability, the Key to Driving a High-Performance Culture, which, boy, do we need that. Greg, welcome to the program.
Thanks a lot, David. Glad to be here.
You're very welcome. So there's a setup. That's like a four-hour program. I hope you've got your I hope you got your day scheduled off for me. But you know, this is such a big topic. We'll hit as much of it as we can. And you know, I'll confess to our listeners, Greg and I were talking for a second before we started sharing this with you that you know we could have sure used a lot of accountability or more accountability at the governmental, the corporate, and even at the financial regulation levels over the last 15 years.
Well, there's no question about that, David. And unfortunately, the VA tops the headlines today just because it's so tragic, and it gets our attention because of the loss of life. And you know, one of the things that you have to ask yourself is why do things always have to get so bad before we start taking notice? And part of that is a lack of accountability at high levels, and so it's just a very tragic situation.
It's very tragic, and I'm going to answer. I know it's a rhetorical question in some respects that we're going to try to answer, but I'm going to give you a very quick and relevant anecdotal, or just in what I do. Whenever I run into something where I feel like I'm dealing with a bureaucracy, or I feel like I'm dealing with this lack of accountability that you describe. Let's say I'm working with an investment company or insurance company for one of my clients, Greg. If I'm having a problem, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to, you know, because of the challenges of finding that accountability sometimes in these big organizations, and we'll come back to the VA as a great example, what I do is I've tried to find the person that maybe there's accountability in the system or the company I'm dealing with, but what I try to find is the person where there's some personal accountability. In other words, whose compensation is going to be affected by my problem? And I go to them and say, oh, you're the person that if we do business with your company, that affects your pocketbook. Okay, I have a problem I need you to help me with. That's the thing that's missing, that direct personal consequence for government, VA, or these really huge corporations that get bailed out, and because they just kind of roll along and it doesn't affect them personally.
Well, unfortunately, that's how our government has been going. It's really a blame game, David. And so as a result, everybody's pointing the finger at somebody else. And what I found when I was writing the book is that in high-performing organizations, accountability is not a bad thing. Accountability is actually a support system for winners. And that's what's been missing, because winners love to be held accountable. It's the losers that don't like to be held accountable. And unfortunately, in the what you've got in a lot of government situations is you've got people who are literally just they're blaming other people, they're pointing the finger, and they're kicking the can down the road, and they're not taking any personal ownership for getting things fixed.
That really is the root of the problem, and that's why we have this situation that has you know, been such a mess. And I think it's, I don't think either political party can say either one owns the VA problems. You know, I mean, I know that different people will have different opinions about that, but you know, there's a lot to dig into on this VA thing. And what I want to do, if you don't mind, Greg, we'll grab a quick break. We'll come back. And I want you to help us understand how this is really such an example of lack of accountability. And then for my business owners and employees of companies and the professionals out there listening to this program, I'd love for you to kind of help us, you know, learn from that lesson and apply it going forward in a much better way. Okay.
Sounds great.
All right. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
When it comes to finding an advisor you can trust, are you unsure of the questions to ask? David Holland has written a book that can help, and it's called How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Scams. David has crammed his experience and insider knowledge about advisors and how they operate into this popular book. Visit Amazon.com to order your copy today. Or if you'd like to meet one-on-one with David to discuss your financial goals and concerns, he'll give you a free copy of his book when you meet. There's no cost or obligation. The number to call for your appointment with David is 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Greg Bustin's on the line with me. The website's Bustin.com, B-U-S-T-I-N.com. And the book is Accountability, the Key to Driving a High-Performance Culture. And I really set it up in a big way for Greg before the break, and I appreciate his indulging me to do that because there's just so much here. So now let's take this VA mess, the Veterans Administration, and walk us through some of the challenges and why this lack of accountability existed in this organization, and maybe one, how it might be fixed, and then some of the lessons we can learn from it, Greg.
Well, that's a big canvas to paint on, David.
All right, well, get out your big paintbrush.
Well, the backdrop is that, you know, I'm a big believer in the capital markets, and what you've got is an outmoded system that hasn't kept pace. It's been protected by the government, and really, you've got old buildings, tired leadership, and second tier equipment, and third tier doctors. And that's a prescription for failure. And then you throw in the government, and you've got a blame game thing going on. So I think the good news is that the step in the right direction that's been taken is that rather than appointing a politician or a bureaucrat or a general, which has been the modus operandi, what they've actually done is they've reached out and they have nominated a former CEO of Procter & Gamble,
okay,
who really understands market dynamics, what it's like to lead a high-performing organization. And so I think that there is some well-placed hope in the moves that have been taken. It's just tragic, though, that it takes loss of life before you start shining a spotlight on this. And so I think the third thing in terms of the lessons learned is that if you're a business owner, you're running a household, whatever you're running, you know, the buck has got to stop somewhere. And to me, the accountability thing, again, it should not get a bad rap, but often it does because we wait so late for things to happen, and then accountability looks like punishment.
True.
But I think that if we can get on the you know, upstream of that, the closest thing to a silver bullet that I have found with accountability, and you alluded to it earlier when you said, you know, you're looking for the person,
right,
is that clarity creates confidence. So the clearer we can be about what the rules are, what the expectations are, who's going to own what by when, then the better off we are. And so a lot of times what happens in large organizations is you don't have that clarity, or maybe you did at one time, but it's become ambiguous or muddled or fuzzy. And I think that that's what's happened, that's what's happened in this case. So the prescription, if there is one, for accountability is creating that clarity so that everybody along the way understands that what they are doing is supportive of the larger mission.
And this is a big mission for the back to kind of the specifics of the VA, as you know, Greg, the budget. I mean, this is not small potatoes. It's $153 billion for 2014. you know, that's a lot of money. I mean, the question I would ask you is, if we're really trying to go all the way with accountability, you know, instead of looking for things that we can give to government for government to take over, we should be looking for things that we can get out of government and privatize. And, you know, how strong of a if you could have, and again, this, I know I'm kind of throwing this out there, but I would love for you to speak to it. What if we took the $153 billion and said, okay, we're, instead of $150 billion, we're going to do $100 billion, and we're going to get quotes from, you know, the private sector, from healthcare organizations or health plans or insurance companies to take this and, you know, give us the best price and give us the best service. And then we have a process for holding them accountable to evaluating and save $50 billion and probably improve care tenfold.
Well, you're right, David, because that's the approach that business owners, whether you're running a Fortune 500 company or you're running a small to mid-sized business, you have to make your budget fit what's out there. And unfortunately, our solution in government too often is, well, let's throw some more money at it, as opposed to, hey, what if this is all we had to deal with? How would we make that work? I mean, those are questions that business owners have to ask every day. If the market is changing, if something that they've tried isn't working, then they've got to come up with a new approach. They're going to have to tighten their belt buckle a little bit, and they're going to have to figure out to make something work. And that's what the free enterprise system does, and that's what entrepreneurship is all about. And unfortunately, you know, the VA is a classic example of government gone wrong.
Well, you know, I thought of an interesting analogy as you were describing that, Greg, and from where I sit as a, you know, 17-year business owner, as I sit and listen to you describe that, what really makes it came into focus for me is that the business owner or the entrepreneur, when they are faced with a problem of maybe they've spent money and whatever they're spending the money on, if it's marketing their company or whatever it is, and it doesn't work, they don't then say, let me spend more money. You know, I'm not going to throw good money after bad. And it occurred to me that, you know, when you have a bureaucratic or lack of accountability organization or system, like in the government in this case, that they say, oh, well, it's not working. I need to spend even more money on this, and maybe that'll fix it.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, that doesn't wash in
the real world. We can't do that. Yeah, we can't do this. They can't do that in the real world. If something's not working, then we have to stop and change. You know, if the entrepreneurs, the business owners, small business owners in particular, ever got a hold of Washington, there'd be some changes.
Well, there would be, because it's operated in a very different. I mean, you know, it's the old Goldwater. You know, you're talking millions of dollars, and pretty soon, you know, you're talking about real money. But you know, the small business owner to the entrepreneur, they've got to clean slate this every year and figure out, how do we get something done with what we've got, as opposed to, I'm going to go out and take another loan out for $1 million. So, you know, there's no accountability in that. You know, accountability really gets down to, it's like, I've got to make this happen in spite of the circumstances. And the best performing organizations find a way to do that. They don't blame regulation. They don't blame competition. They don't blame politicians. They find a way to get it done, and that's why they are high performing, because they don't accept excuses and they don't give excuses. They just find a way to get it done.
Greg, that's an outstanding way of summarizing. And that point, one of the key things you just said that I love is, there is always going to be regulation. And in fact, for businesses, there is, it seems like we always have more. And, you know, instead of, you know, spending a lot of energy, you know, griping or complaining or trying to work around them, again, it all falls into this accountability realm, is that regulation, you know, obviously we don't want to be overregulated and we don't want it to be unfair, but you strive despite that. And I have found actually sometimes saying, you know what, it's actually good that they've improved these regulations, because the guys and gals out there that maybe aren't following the rules, they're going to get picked up on, and the folks that do it right, well, then they're okay.
Yeah, you're right, David. Over the years, and the work that I've done helping CEOs of small and mid-sized companies, I found over the years that there are 10 classic stumbling blocks. And when I look at it, 9 of them are inside our company. So you can blame changing market conditions,
sure,
but generally where the work to be done starts inside.
Well, and if I look over that 17-year period that I've had my company, Greg, you know, it's, today is different than it was 17 years ago. The everything has changed every year along the way. And, you know, so I've held myself accountable and said, okay, here are the things that I need to do to run a successful business. And of course, make sure that we provide the services we've promised our clients in the best possible way, because this, you know, it is a moving target.
Yeah. And I think to your point earlier, David, if you said, okay, let the private markets do its thing, you could cut the budget and somebody would step up, right? All the great entrepreneurs in America, somebody would step up and find a way to provide a great service for less money than the way it's currently being provided now. And hopefully, you know, the new leadership that will step into the VA will be able to start pruning some of that deadwood, whether it's outmoded processes or folks who aren't taking the personal responsibility to do what needs to be done to take care of our veterans.
Well, if that doesn't work, then they just need to recycle all the hard drives over there at the VA and just start from scratch, okay?
That's another possible solution.
All right, we're going to grab another quick break. We've got Greg Buston on the line with us, author of Accountability, The Keys to Driving a High-Performance Culture. Stay right there.
Since 1997, David Holland has built a solid reputation in our local community as an independent financial advisor. Just as important, Holland Financial's professional team has grown to include 3 experienced certified financial planners, a tax accountant, an attorney, 3 chartered financial consultants, accredited asset management specialist, and certified annuity specialist. Our attentive and professional staff gives prompt and accurate service to our 300-plus clients. If you're looking for financial advice you can count on today and for many years to come, call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us online at planstronger.com. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
And we are back with Greg Buston, and he's the author of Accountability, The Key to Driving a High-Performance Culture. And his website is buston.com. There's no apostrophe on that. It's just B-U-S-T-I-N.com. But Greg has been busting to tell us about this, and I love it because people think, oh, accountability. That's a big word, and it sounds like it's going to be some work. But it's really what this is all about, especially some of these challenges we face. And I'd like to now bring it back, if we could, Greg, to really applying this in a way that lets business owners and professionals and employees of companies out there listening to this program, you know, how we can take what we've talked about and fit that into maybe how it operates within the small business or within a company's leadership. How does that get embraced within, you know, within, say, I mean, my company, we have 15 people. So how does that get embraced within an organization like mine, smaller, bigger? How do we do that?
Well, as I went out, I talked to leaders, CEOs, business owners in small, mid-sized, and large corporations. I've dedicated a career to working with small and mid-sized business owners. And what I find is that, like anything else, it all starts at the top. And so the first thing, if we're a business owner, don't make your employees read your mind. Help them to really understand, what are your expectations? What do you stand for? The clearer we can be about that, then that means that you don't have to read somebody's mind, and then you're not going to get into a blame game sort of thing. And so I found these characteristics in these companies. I call them the 7 pillars of accountability, and the first pillar is character. So people need to know what we stand for, you know, and what we don't stand for. And then you've got to get people unified around that so that they clearly understand what's expected of them and how what they're doing fits into where the organization is going.
Okay.
The third piece is that winners love tracking. And so talented people want to see that the work they're doing is contributing to the firm's mission. It doesn't matter whether you're 12 people or 20 people or 200 people. They want to see that what they're doing is making a difference. And so one of the things that I have found is that tracking is a very important part of the accountability formula. So people need to know what is expected of them, And then it's up to the leaders to help track that performance at the corporate level, at the departmental level, and at the individual level. And so when you see something that is not according to your values, that's not on plan, don't wait to talk about it, because bad news doesn't improve with age.
Very
so
true.
So if you catch it right there, it takes less energy. It's generally going to be more positively received, and you can move on down the line. It's that simple, and yet it's so hard to do.
Well, you know, and I think that for a lot of people, you know, they hear the words, Greg, and they understand what you're saying, but it's a little difficult for them to, you know, for the business owner or the person, you know, involved with leadership within a company to really, you know, effectuate this assessment and make it happen. And now I understand that you have on your website, the BUSTINBUSTIN.com, you've got a resource there where there's an assessment tool that a business owner or leadership or person can go in and actually answer questions and get like an assessment.
That's true. And beyond just the assessment, David, there is a, you know, one of the things that I have heard working with small and mid-sized business owners is, hey, we don't have time to plan. My people don't know how to plan. The plan we come up with is not going to resemble, you know, what's actually going on out in the marketplace. I've also got a one-page planning template that your listeners can download for free. It's called a migration chart, and it simply examines seven key areas in an organization. It says, here's where we are, and the migration piece of it is, here's where we are going. And it doesn't take a lot of time, you know, to do this, but it should not be done in a vacuum. It really should be done as a conversation with the other decision makers in an organization. Anybody that is going to be responsible for executing the plan needs to be involved in the development of a plan. So, yes, there's a migration chart. Your listeners can download that for free. There's a free accountability assessment that your listeners can take, and it will give them the opportunity to see how they stack up based on the research that I've done over the years of other high-performing companies.
That's excellent, Greg. You know, it's very generous of you to make that available on the website for free, and I have a confession now. We went in and did it on your website.
Okay. Have you gotten the answers back yet?
I have, and I did pretty well, or I wouldn't bring it up, okay?
That's good.
So there's the different areas that Greg talked about, and you get a score of your overall accountability in the workplace. So Holland Financial did this, and we scored 313 out of 350, and I did the math on that. That's just about 89.5%.
Man, I'd round up, David.
Well, I wanted to be honest and be fair and be accountable. We got an 89.4%. So that puts me on your scale, Greg, at a 90%, of course, is the classic A. And so we're just under an A score, a BB+, which means that we've still got some room for improvement.
Well, I will tell you this, is that if you scored that well, and I believe that you did, that is a high score. It is very hard to get an A, simply because, as you said, even the best companies have room for improvement. So I'm glad to hear that that you scored as well as you did. I shouldn't be surprised, given a guy who is all about personal wealth management. So you got to be accountable to yourself in order to manage your personal finances. So congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. But, you know, I appreciate that. But what's really interesting, Greg, Greg didn't know that was coming, ladies and gentlemen, and I surprised him with it. And because I wanted to get that your natural reaction. But, you know, what's really interesting, we're really strong in several areas, these seven pillars you talk about, but there's definitely a couple of them that we could work on. You know, the tracking, that's an area that we're going to need to work on a little bit more. I'm flipping through the report. And that's the big one. So we need to do a little better tracking. But the other areas were good. So for my fellow business owners out there and business people, you know, this is a tool that you can go to Greg's website, the BUSTINBUSTIN.com, and get the assessment. And then from there, now I can take that now, and you've got maybe some additional resources we can take advantage of. But I can get that at your website. That's very helpful, Greg, and I really appreciate you making that available.
Well, I'm happy to do it, David, because one of the mistakes that people make, they get such a hurry to get to point B that they forget where they're starting from. And so if you haven't gotten alignment with your leadership team, that this is where we're starting from, then you could end up almost anywhere. And so the benefit of this is to say, okay, we are strong in these areas, and typically if your score was lower in tracking, that doesn't surprise me, because that classically is one of the biggest places that organizations can do just to make the performance more visible to the people that are doing the work.
Excellent.
That's one of the keys to accountability, is just helping them understand that what they're doing is helping the organization move forward.
Excellent stuff. Excellent. Excellent, Greg. I applaud what you're doing, and I am going to be able to benefit from this conversation, as I'm sure our listeners will. BUSTIN.com. The book is Accountability, the Key to Driving a High-Performance Culture, and we're all about that. And Greg, I really appreciate the time and the insight.
Thank you for inviting me, David.
Very much my pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.